American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 200. Here is the translated text as follows. 168 X. American State Trials. Thomas Holden. I came to Marlborough when the army was halting at Nottingham. I met two gentlemen whom I told I was a deserter from the British. They took me to Dr. Bean's. Afterwards, Lansdale took me to Queen Anne, where I was confined with the others. In the morning, Hodges and another person came to the door. Mr. Sparrow demanded the names of the prisoners and told us we were to be delivered up. I begged them not to give my name. I would certainly be put to death. Hodges said to me, "I am not determined to carry you in." We all marched on the way to the British lines. I and another prisoner were left at a house on the road under the guard of Major Odin. After a while, a detachment of the enemy appeared in sight. I said, "I will run," and Odin gave me leave to do so. I was afterwards taken and made my escape a second time. Solomon Sparrow. I saw General Bowie, John Thomas, and Benjamin Hodges come into the town overnight. Bowie told me they had taken some prisoners from the British and requested me to get a few young men to guard them till morning. The next day, John Hodges came and said he must take back the prisoners or the town would be burnt. I heard the altercation between Caton and Hodges. Hodges told Caton he wanted not his instructions. He knew what he was about. Robert Bowie. Hodges went with the prisoners as far as General Bowie's farm, where they were rescued by the British. Witness and Odin took one up to my house. On their way, they met another, whom we also took. The next morning, we were informed that the British had entered the town during the night and carried off Dr. Beans, Mr. Beans, and Dr. Hill, whom they intended to hold as hostages for the safety of the prisoners. I was informed of the etc. Lansdale and I got into a dispute about the deserter. Hodges proposed that someone should go to the enemy and ascertain precisely their demand. Lansdale and I went forward for that purpose. We met a British officer who said that the men must be delivered up or the town should be utterly destroyed. Benjamin Odin, Jr. I was requested by General Bowie to go with his son Robert to reconnoiter. We went to Marlborough and found the enemy was gone. We went with one of the prisoners. On our way, we took another. The next morning, Brooke and others came and begged that they should be brought back, as the British had threatened to destroy the town. Holden never said that he was a deserter until we got to the brick house. Hodges then said they would go forward with the four prisoners. The two deserters were left in my custody. They soon ran off, and in a few minutes, Major Evans came in, knocked me down, and asked me where the men were. I said I did not know. He threatened to set fire to the house. A woman pointed out the direction which the men had taken, and he departed. Shortly after, Hodges and others came up. Hodges said there was a detachment of the British in sight, and we had better clear ourselves.